Simon Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Gimel, Mishaburz on Sif Gimel. So, Sif Katan Chav Gimel. So there's a Chav, which is a Chorei Abatim. You have this this alleyway in the back, which basically was used more for storage than for actual travel. And you don't not go in and out of that on a regular basis. The door is going to be opened and shut very rarely, with a long gap of time between the openings. You don't go in and out through that back door. Therefore, when you put this door, this door in there, and you just stick it in, if it's not obvious that it's a door which is made to be attached, and it's a door, it looks like you're closing up a wall, because it's going to stay there for 3 months till you open the door again. It looks like you're extending the wall by shutting the door. Unless you meet the criteria which it says over here, that it becomes obvious that it's a door. That's one example. There was a pirtza shegedar b'kaitzim. Hina, what is that? Just someone you filled up the gap which is there. The chavila shel kaitzim with bales, bundles of these thorns. Hasiyuk ein delis, which was shaped in the form of a door. Pamashu paischa v'ratzat l'nola. Sometimes you would open it up. I mean, it was apparently extended. It was connected enough that you could actually open and shut it. And I can't picture exactly what it looked like, but I believe him. Shoyalim tzir. So he says, so one is it mutter. So if it has a tzir, which is that you'd put like a pin, you'd put a cup in the ground, a metal cup in the ground, you'd have a pin which the door would turn on in the bottom of the door, and the door would now open and shut on sitting in that pin, which is turning in the cup. So that pin is called a tzir.
But all these were talking about Vod Yom, right? I mean, like, you're not doing any of these things on Shabbos. You're obviously not putting the tzir in on Shabbos.
No, right. So the question is, can I open and shut the door on Shabbos? Or can I shut the door on Shabbos? Really, the issue is shutting the door on Shabbos. Because if I'm shutting it on Shabbos, it's not nicker that it's a door. It looks like you're extending the wall.
And all this is, I mean, I guess we don't call this Maris Ayin, though. We just say that it's a Gezerah.
It's a Gezerah. It's not a Maris Ayin. It's a Gezerah. You know, this is, people will perceive this as you're extending the wall. Say, oh, you're allowed to extend the wall. So they're going to put a board up a wall. There's a hole in the wall. They just board it up. Well, boarding up a hole in a wall is awesome.
I suppose like the assumption would be that in a case like this, if it was tadir, meaning that people did use these doors a lot, then we're more makel on whether or not it looks like.
Right, that's what the Shulchan Aruch said. Right. The more it's obvious to people that it's a door, so it's not binyan, it's doorways.
Or the more it's used.
Right. That was the last. Point of the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
In the Sef Gimel. Okay. So it's mutter if it has a tzir. Or it had a tzir once upon a time. It had once upon a time means it's still clear that it's a door, because the tzir is obvious that it's there. So you're allowed to use it even when you take the door out, instead of the door. Now, it's not really turning on the tzir anymore. Right now, it's a hunk of wood which you stick in the doorway and like bang it in. Just say good, and you take it out and put it down on the ground. Right, it's nigger boards, right? It's schlepping on the ground, so it's not obvious that it's a door. It looks more like there's a hole which you filling up with a piece of wood. Since it has its seer, a, and it's rosh aksharim. It's even if it's nigger boards, even though it's when you take it out, it's dragging on the ground. It's lying on the ground. It's mutter. It's not lying totally. It's partially lying on the ground. It's partially schlepping on the ground. It's mutter rak shekshorim utlam. You need it should be tied and it should be suspended. It's a lemur. Shekshorim utlam shom mi b'adayim. Kedei lino b'hem. You hung it there. You tied it there and it's suspended there from before Shabbos. That it should be the door which you're going to use to shut. Okay, mutter lino b'hem b'Shabbos. You can use it on Shabbos to shut. Shav shekashahein psuchin hein negoros boros, even though they're slipping on the grounds. And only when you shut it, you actually take it and make it vertical, and put it on the doorstep and put it into the doorway. So it looks more like there's a piece of wood lying on the ground, which you're putting now and filling up the hole. No, they're attached over there. There's this rope which is attaching it, so it's obvious to people that its purpose there is to fill up that hole, not just to be a new piece of wood which you're adding on. And Rishon Hekert here also is obvious that it's a door because it has on the door a place for this sear thing. So people will not perceive that as building on Shabbos. Okay. If it doesn't have its sear, and it never had its sear, then it's only mutter, but it's totally off the ground. So the first case is tlo'om, it means it's suspended, means one end is like still attached over there, but the rest of the thing is lying, is dragging on the ground. But over here, you need it to be totally off the ground. If it's no tzir, it's only mutter, but it's totally off the ground. So that's not a piece of wood, this is a door. Harai, it's being held up in the air totally. Even when you open it up, it doesn't drag on the ground. Even if the gap between the door and the ground is a hair's breadth, a hair's worth. It's a very minimal amount distance between the door and the ground, but it's not on the ground. It's suspended. But Tom. So it doesn't look like you're building by shutting this door. Because even when you open it up, it's still perceived as part of its usage is to open and shut the door, not a new piece of wood, because it's still connected there, because it's suspended. Now, if you have a pasuk which is also the Knesset Yitzia Totter, a door which is made for constantly going in and out. Chavches, she came to Mishchamshin Bo Totter. It's to use it constantly. I call Yardim Shaladelis to hear. This is a door. Well, it doesn't look like you're putting a piece of wood and filling up a hole. It's a door. You use it constantly. So even if the way you use this door is by taking the whole thing out, that's how you use the door. But you constantly use it. So it's part of the house. This is not a new thing. So then, it's mutter, even though it didn't have its seer, and it's a hunigru. Boris kishapois, it's schlepping on the ground. Now, but remember, we've met the heter is totally suspended with no seer. With its seer, it's mutter because it's tied, and it's totally, which just means it's partially off the ground. Right? One end is totally, it's hanging. The other end is lying on the ground.
That's with the tzir. I thought the tzir was something it hinged on, so therefore it wasn't totally. I missed that.
The tzir was the thing that it would stick in the hole.
Right.
So now you took the whole thing out, and there's a little pin sticking on the bottom. But the mice, the thing is not in the door at all anymore.
Uh-huh.
Right? Or the case was it had a tzir once upon a time, it doesn't have it anymore. It's not there anymore. Okay. So, but the thing is totally taken out. But since it's tied on, and one end of it, at least, is still hanging in the air. The other end is dragging on the ground. So if it has no tzir, you need to be totally suspended. If it had a tzir, so it's mutter when it's kosher and totally. This is all talking about a pesach, which is not also the knesset, but you'd see it's a totter. It's not,
right.
But a pesach, which is made for constantly going in and going out, it's mutter without a tzir, and even though it's nigger, it means it's totally on the ground. But nigger means it's schlepping. What does it mean, schlepping? If it's not attached at all, it's called schlepping. If I have a rope, so it looks like this thing is being slapped on the ground. There's no rope at all. It's just a piece of wood in the corner. So you don't call it nigger. You call it lying on the ground. Nigger means like to drag along. So Mishavura says, "Your name is Lashon Mechaber Mashem Alkoponim Kasher Miabinan." So which means you need that it should be tied. Mm-hmm. So if it's still tied, even though it's on the ground totally, but it's tied. We'll see in the next sif that the language of the Ramah mentions you do not need it to be tied at all. If it had a doorstep, so you have a riff at Rambam, and you have the Ramah, which say that you, even if it's not tied at all, if there is a, it's not straight round where the door goes, but there's a doorstep, so it's, that also makes it more obvious that what you're putting there is a door, not a piece of wood.
Uh-huh. Right? So there's a, something that indicates that it's not just a random piece of wood.
Right. So you don't need it to be, you don't need it seer, you don't need it to be nigger, you don't need it to be kosher, you don't need it to be taller, you don't need it to be suspended, but you need that when you're putting it on, when you put it in, there is, not the ground itself, there's a doorstep there.
That also works for, that's, we're speaking about something that's not tadir.
Not tadir, right, that's what you're making, that's how far he's going to make on that scenario. Okay.
That opinion, does it require that once upon a time it had a tadir, or we're not requiring that?
So right now it's tadir. Not seer. No, need for seer. Seer is the pin. Tutter means constant.
I'm sorry. Is it, even if it didn't, originally back in the day, if it didn't ever had the pin and broke off,
doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Dalet. Delos ha'osuya ha'osu miluach echot ashen lo iskuba ha'tachtan. You have a door made out of one solid piece of wood. So that looks less like a door, which usually a door is made out of more than one piece of wood. It's just like a plain, simple piece of wood. And, or there's no iskufa. When you open the door, what you do is shemtin oisa, so you remove it from the door totally. This is not mutter, even with its seer. And this is even by a door, which is doorway, which is constant. Because this doesn't look like a door in any way, shape, or form. A, there's no iskuf on the bottom. And B, it just looks like a solid piece of wood. It doesn't look like, you know, a door has some engraving, has some carving, has some upper part, lower part, the handle. You know, this is just a solid piece of wood, and that's it. That is more chomer. And even if it's made for constant going in, you can't use it. Now, it's made from many boards, pieces of wood, which your average door was. Shori, that's mutter. Even though you totally remove it when you open up the door, as long as it has any scoop. And this is the Ramah that the Mishabura mentions. It's talking about a case where there's only mutter in a doorway which is used constantly. The fact that it has his kufa is all you need. Now, it's not one piece made out of many pieces. It's actually many pieces. And you would shut the door by you would close up the opening by putting in boards. And there was a track which allowed you to put these boards in. There was a track on top, a track on bottom, and you would slide these boards in and open it up. Shedinim kedelos, this is dealt with like kedelos hov, enim luach echod b'chol adelos. So the fact that it's made out of more than one piece, that makes it more cool with it, because that's, you know, I have to tell you the large of this 100%, I'm not sure. But I think what it means is if the normal way was, if you'd want to close up the building, you would put a big piece of wood, and the fact that you use these separate pieces makes it that it's more like a door. Now, Satim Shabrun Sifkat Lamit. Delasa Osri, Miluchechon. Hainu. If Isha Ain Law Tikune Adelas Kashar Delos, it doesn't look like a regular door. Now there are those nowadays who say that nowadays it's more common to use one solid piece of wood to make a door, but it wasn't common for them to do that. So for us, maybe the halacha would be different. But if it wasn't normal, this was not a normal thing to use for a door. So it looks like you're just closing up the hole. I mean, your kabbana looks like boina. And this sounds like it's talking about even a door we're talking about a doorway which is constantly used. Still, right. Okay.
Why seams? Why does it seem?
Because you take it out tomorrow. You take it out again in a few hours. Enough. The reality is, it's not a binyan. It's a door.
No, but Rebbe said it seems that it's a case that it is tadir, meaning that it might not be a case of tadir.
Well, the case is not Tatar, for sure it's a problem. He's saying it's also even a case which is Tatar. Did I miss something?
No.
I must say I missed something. Sorry. Maybe I said a wrong word, which threw you off. Okay. So the Bechaber says either it's one piece of wood or it doesn't have any skivu, which means either one creates a problem. That's what the language of the Shulchan Aruch is. If it's missing a doorstep, or he has a doorstep but it's one piece, right? So either one is going to create a problem. According to now, that's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah says, however, Das Rambam, they also have a tart to the race. It's only a problem if both are no good. I.e., which means that the Hanushu Meluach Echod, number one, it's one piece of wood, and Megame and Loi Iskufa, and there's no doorstep. When you have both problems, then it's awesome. But if you only have one problem, it's the mutter, not like the language of the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah with Pesach, the Knesset Yitzhiyotoder, the Sadam Achroinim, the Yesh Litzim, Mechal Shittos Alahakal. And a door which is used constantly, that much you will, you can rely on the Rambam. Okay.
Which is contradicting what we said in the previous statement.
Previous statement?
Meaning that if it is Tadir and it doesn't have a skupa, and it is just this one piece of wood that's not nikkur, that this is potentially a dalit, then it's mutter.
Oh, no, we said before that the Shulchan Aruch sheet is either one creates a problem.
Right. Either one.
It's only mutter if you have both things. Right?
Meaning
it's two pieces and it has any skufa.
Okay, fine.
Right? Rama's saying no. If it's two pieces, it's mutter, even without any skufa. It has any skufa, it's mutter, even though it's one piece.
Probably two pieces, good.
Okay. Then he said, if it's a door which opens and closes and on a hinge, so there's nobody said it's a problem. I don't care how many pieces it's made out of one piece. But it's a door. But the case there was you were actually taking out the whole item. He said the case it wasn't tied. Then, if that's true, we could then infer. Because the language of Shekhanar was you take it out, Shemda is a very good Shemda means you totally remove it. Like Shemitah, you totally let go. So it means you totally shemit it out, you totally take it out of the door, which means it's not tied on even.
Right.
So it means now we have a way to solve our problem. If it doesn't have any skufa and it's Luach Echod, so it's a problem. Well, the answer is make sure that it's tied. Mashem is at the Humara Kashenik Shura. If it's tied and it's suspended, even though it's going to drag along the ground a little bit on the other end, even though it doesn't have the normal type of form of a door, and again, there's only mutzer because it's made for a doorway which is constantly being used.
Do we have a more precise share of what Tadir means?
Good question. Off the top of my head, I do not know. I have to look into that. What's called Tadir?
So wait, this luach that we're talking about, we're saying that in this last Mishnah that we just read, we're saying that it's tied and it's hanging partly up.
Right.
And that's not nicker. That's not nicker enough for something that's in a Tadir.
No.
So then, going back to something that's ain't tadir, we have to start looking at the form of the piece that's hanging. I mean, why is that nicker? That now changes.
Again, you're starting with something which looks like a. If you're starting with something which looks like a door, but the problem is you seem to be using it not like a door. So kshira and tliya help you make it look using it like a door.
Right, but then
something which doesn't look like a door.
So it must really be something that looks strange. But we just spoke about bundles of thorns, and you stack those up.
So I guess I have to tell you, those seem to be that was something they actually used to use.
Uh-huh, fine.
And I can't tell you Metzius.
Okay, fine. I see.
Obviously, Shemtin. So even though you take it out, we just did that. No, I'll mention something. You, Lama Gimel, Hanuk Shenuk Shura Klal. That is that it's not tied at all. No, he's going on the remote. The remote case was, it was made for many pieces, even though you take them out totally. It's not sure at all. I've got the Reish Sif Gimel Bedel Shevachov. She got me Mistama Asuya Kishar Delosses. It's made like other doors. Filachem Achmarin and Shade Kosher, but told me about Yermin. It should be tied and suspended. So why over here is it better than that? You don't need tied and suspended.
Right.
Hachar Bepesach She Asuya Lekanisa. You see a Torah Bechel now. So this is a door which is used constantly. The Bezel are being in kosher klal, kosher klal, the Bezel klal, the
Kof Tex. But I feel like if it is tatar and it's used often and it looks like a door, then...
See, even though it's not kosher, it's a mutter. But the chiddush over here was that this thing was made out of a few pieces which used to slide into place. This is going on the Ramos case. Yesh lakiko. So the chakika will function like the doorstep. It's made to use. I mean, what's this? You have this crack here, or this thing, this groove here on the bottom, a groove on top to fit it in. It's made to go in and go out. That's what it's made for. She's in Kadelis. We deal with like Kadelis. Rasulam Ravavagav, the Krushim, and the Mechubarim, they're not attached to each other. It was like separate pieces of boards, which you would. Your door is 7 feet high, and you would have 7 feet high pieces of wood, which are a foot each, and you have an opening of 5 feet wide. You'd slide in five boards of a foot, and that was the door. V'umach is called kerish b'fnei house. Each board has been put by itself. So it won't have the chumrah of a non. In other words, let's deal with each board like it's one. It's a singular board, and like we had before, a singular board is not considered a door. So this board doesn't look like a door. Well, but we look at all of them together as a unit. That since you use them as a unit, it's a door. It's not a one board. Halvenim luchecha b'chol adelus. Karksel liel d'achrenim etzadim l'hokel. The achrenim are inclined. Etzadim means a little bit means that they go to one side. It means they're inclined. Apel luchecha kimeshesh reskupa. Well, things that you see a tutter. If you have that, it's made for constant usage. And it has a doorstep, so that's enough to be matur. So this case would be not a chiddush anymore. Right? It has any scoop, so it's matur.
Right.
Okay. Hey. So we're moving away from the doors of the house a little bit. And discussing putting together pieces of items. Shita teva migdal. Shita teva migdal are different types of boxes, wooden boxes. The table was like a square box, the middle was like a tall, like an armoire. Exactly what a sheet looked like, I do not know. So she be exclaiming inside. You can have it, the door is on the side, or you have the doors on top. So in this case, the door is on the side. It has two places where you can click in a door. I mean, because the box functions, obviously, because you can get it open and shut. It's not really a box, you know, it's not a functional box. The function is because it can open and shut. So you put a piece of wood there. But this wood goes into, it has a place to click in on the bottom and on top. Okay. If the whole bottom came out, the bottom one came out totally, it also is also, so you're not allowed to put it back in. Why are you not allowed to put it back in? You're not really doing a new binyan, you're just putting it back where it was before. The reason why it's also is because Shema Yiska. We're afraid that the person will see that it's coming out, so we'll go and try and fix it up. It shouldn't come out again by putting in some nails around it or something like that to make sure that it doesn't slip out. So he'll fortify the area around it. So that Yiska literally means to bang in something tight. So we're going to do it with other things that shouldn't come out again. So that will function as you're fixing the broken kli, and that goes under the malach of makam patish. So we can't allow you to put it in, because if you put it in, where the person might forget himself and try and say, that's coming out, I got to put it back in. So he's going to put it back in tightly, and with using other items to hold it there tight. And by doing that, he's going to fix the problem and be makam patish. That's what came out totally. It only came out partially. You'll have to push it back into place. Kivan Sha'elyon Nishar Mimkama. The case was that the upper, we'll call it hinge, I'm not sure what it's exactly, upper pin is in place. That makes it easier to put the bottom one back in. If the upper one came out also, so then you can't put it back in, because once you put it back in, so even just pushing it back in is going to be a problem. So the Mishabura Lam and Sign. Bechalamata. V'yeshchar b'miftan. There is a hole in the miftan. Miftan is like the floor of the item. Shatzir nichlas esaycha, which this pin will go in. Shatzir yeshchar characher, in the top also there's a hole. Shatzir ayin hu b'sechachar. And the upper seer also, the upper pin also goes into this hole. So you have a hole in the bottom, a hole on top. Stick the pin in the bottom, it's in the top, and the thing now opens and shuts, revolving on those pins. Right? So if the bottom one came out, and the upper one is still in place, it's also to put it back. You're in Shema Yiska. We're afraid of Yiska, I'll put it in, because it tightly, besichin ubisedus, with pins and spikes. So you shouldn't come out again. So you're fixing the problem that it shouldn't come out again. That's called you finishing off the kli. So you can't do that. Now, so the Mishnah afilu hechashachar hu beemsa pesach atev. Toshach lemitzvah kol kach shem yiska. So as opposed to turning on the side, so it revolves in the middle. You have the pin in the middle. Here's the doorway. Here's the opening of the box, and the pin it attaches here. So it sort of like swings open, and it turns on the pin. The door will turn on the pin, so that the pins are in the middle of the door. Yeah?
And so all you're doing is putting this door back in.
So now the question is, over here, it came out, the bottom came out, couldn't I put it back in? So he says that the shach lemitzvah kol kach shema yiska, the gzer shema yiska doesn't apply in the middle as much as it applies on the side. Now, the problem is that I'm not phenomenal at picturing this exactly why, but my guess would be the following. If you open it from the side, if you open it from the middle, you need it to swing freely to be able to like tilt all the way like this, all the way like that. So how do you make it, which sounds like a great idea, the problem is that it gets that much harder to open the door.
I'm a bit hazy on what this
thing looks like.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Imagine I have a box. Here's the floater box. Okay. Here's so the wall, etc.
Narrow box.
All right. Here's the opening. This part over here is open. It's minutes up. All right. I take a piece of wood. The opening is like this wide. And I put a pin. And I put a pin in the bottom of the wood here. Pin in the bottom of the wood over the top of the wood over here.
Okay.
I make a hole in the top of the box here. Hole on top of the box over here. I put it in. So how is that door going to work? It's going to revolve.
Okay.
I'm going to push it in, and it'll
rotate around.
It's around. I can take everything. You know, so it's going to part of it will swing inside, part of it will swing out.
Okay, fine.
Or vice versa, the other direction. Okay. But it's the same point. Right. That's a tzirmit bams. Tzirmit atzad is where it's all on the side, so it opens like a regular door, which opens instead of revolving. It's going to, or, you know, it just swings out.
Okay.
Right?
And it takes up the whole side of the box?
No, it's attached. Well, here's the side. It's maybe this whole side, or maybe part of it, half of it's the opening, whatever it
would be. Okay, whatever it is.
Right, but the hinges are on the side, the top and the bottom, so it'll just swing out and open up.
Okay,
good. Okay, so, it says, apparently, if it's in the middle, you need it to be able to swing more freely than if it's from the side.
Right.
So therefore, the gzeir shema yiska is less in the middle, because the more you tighten it in place, the harder it is for it to turn in its.
Okay, fine.
Right. Whereas on the side, the gzeir shema yiska is greater, and therefore be'emsa. Mr. Subur is saying that in a case where it's be'emsa, which is not shaykh l'mitzvah, called kash shem yisk. It's not as much of an issue of shem yisk. They didn't say it's not an issue, but it's not as much of an issue. For the hachi aser. So why is it aser? L'chor, the gzeir is not so significant over there. The Gezerin Bam said, Otim Min Atzad. The Mor says that since the case of Min Atzad, we're afraid, we'd sort of like to, you know, start making a difference. Min Atzad is a problem. Min Atzad is Mutzer. You know what? You're going to confuse people. Rabbi Sai, don't put it back. Right? As this is confusing enough. Imagine, like, you have that also, right? Right? So we don't differentiate. Now, I feel a bit serum shalonu, shehem mi barzel. Their serum were made out of wood. They weren't necessarily made out of metal.
Why would that make a difference? Would make it more tighter, or it wasn't?
I think so. The whole thing was like, you know, well, it didn't turn so easily.
Right.
Whereas the metal, or on the other hand, I think the Magen Avraham says that metal, for it to work, you would have to give it more space. Okay. So therefore, the gzera of Shema Yiska is less. Also, the Hachzad Losei Kelim is in Shema Yira Shatir and Atakul Yafa Vichaber Yisib Masmeri. But what you might see is that the pin is not attached well, and you take some nails to take the pin back in place by nailing it back into the bottom of the door. So that's our gzeir. In that case, it would be us.
That's Ms. Mar.
El Kajatsa Elyon, who knows for the gamma, when the top one comes out, besides the bottom one, it's all that, or even the top one comes out, the bottom one stays in. I'm not sure, it's more smashing, like, even that, like, top one comes out, the whole thing leans out, and they say, you know, it's going to pop out of the bottom one eventually. Because all of the weight is no longer being held, so it's just going to tilt away from the box, eventually the bottom one's going to pop out. So, Gamat Chikosu Kamoy Chazar. So, over here, not only is putting it back in the problem, but even just pushing it in, which we said before was mutter, it's still going to be awesome. Okay, that's. Okay, the sif vav is a very important sif. Mita shaprak, also lahachzir lahatka. It's a bed which is made out of pieces, which is made that it was a travel bed. You could take it apart, put it together again. You guys don't remember, like, you know, the porter crib, the first version of the porter crib. Like, now the porter crib is one piece which sort of pops together. It used to be like, you know, six different pieces which you would have to attach together or take apart, etc. So it was a portable bed, which is made out of pieces, prokimar pieces, literally prokimar joints. It is made out of pieces which you would take apart and then put together. So also lachzira lahatka, you can't put it together. I mean, if you put it in tightly, chayiv chatas. Now, I'm skipping the parentheses for a second. V'im refuya mutter chatchila. So if it's loose, it's mutter. Now, the words don't make any sense. He said, if you can't put it together. If you put it tightly, you're chayiv chatas, which means you can't put it together even loosely. And he says, if it's loose, it's mutter. So the Rama adds, in the parentheses, Medarka liyas refuya. It means if the nature of the way this thing was made, you would normally put it to get in loose. So the gzera shema yiska, you might make it tight. It's not a gzera, because why would I make it tight? I always use it loose.
Wait, why would we say if it's tight that you're that because it says you're chayav chatas by if it's tight that by if it's refuya if it's loose then you'd still also be chayav chatas. I would think that it's possible that you would be
again. There's three options. There's osir, there's mutter, and there's chayiv.
Okay, fine.
So mitzvah shaprokim osir lachzir lahatka. You can't put it in. So it says osir.
Okay.
V'im tokan, if you put it tightly, it's chayiv chatas. What was the first case? Not tightly, that's the next case. So the first case, it says osir means it was loose. Okay. That tells me if it's loose, it's mutter. So that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, fine. So it's from the osir lachzir. Is where we're saying
right.
Okay.
Correct. I mean, he darkly refers to the Rama says, but if this is a type of item which you normally use in a loose fashion, I don't mind if it's, you know, a little bit loose, etc. I don't, you know, I use it like that.
So it's not
The example, which, you know, the person we're talking about nowadays, your most common example is your lens. Your lens pops out of your eyeglasses. Right? So if my lens pops out every month of Gedolah, three times a week my lens pops out, it means it's loose. I'm not going to put it in tightly because that's how I use it. Apparently I don't mind using it. If I normally keep it tight, and all of a sudden it pops out, it got loose, when I'm going to put it back in, there's a good chance I'm going to go and tighten the screw to make sure that it stays tight. It shouldn't pop out again. And then if I tie that screw, I'm a chayiv chatas, because I'm putting it back in tightly. So I can't put it back in, even loosely, because I'm going to put it back in tightly. But if the derech was to use it loosely, that's mutter. Obviously, it's only mutter if you don't put it in tightly.
But so we're not dealing with a case of just of pinyan in general, I guess, or bona in general. We're dealing with the case of, that's what was throwing me off, is whether it's tight or it's loose, what does it matter if it's the way that you do it or not? You're still building something. You're still putting something together.
There's two arguments. First of all, if it doesn't have a certain amount of permanence to it, okay, it's a good question. In other words, like this, that we differentiate in halacha between binyan, when you're talking about building karka, something that's attached to the ground, which is your quintessential bitboina, so binyan bekele. Now, there's actually more as a mandamer, whether the more as a machlok is whether it's yesh binyan bekele and binyan bekele.
Right.
When there's a binyan bekele, the lamach binyan doesn't apply to kele. We pass an binyan bekele. However, most rishonim come along and say that that's only, that's not always true. There are cases where the yesh binyan bekele. So what are the cases of yesh binyan bekele? If you put it in a way which has a certain permanence and it stays tight, yesh binyan bekele. If it's a very large kli which doesn't usually move, it's like karka, yesh binyan bekele. You know, the rule of binyan bekele is true except for da 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 da.
Right.
So one of the cases, if you put it together tight, etc., that's like a yesh binyan bekele.
Okay, fine. And does that go for the box as well in the previous sif then as well?
Correct.
Okay, fine.
You know what? Let's see if we can just maybe finish off the Shulchan Aruch over here. Now this, without the Mishabura, these the Shulchan Aruch isn't really intelligible 100%. The Kosha Prakim, so the first case was Mitzvah Prakim. Now we have Kosha Prakim, it was, you take off, like it was like, it would have a stand, and would have the top part, you would put the two together. You know, you picture your plastic, you know, those parfait, right? But the parfait was made that you put it together one time and it stays like that. This is made to open and shut. You put it together, you know, it's constantly made to put it together. So that's mut. V'yesh m'sha'im, or did a kosh, did a mita. So it means he's saying that the kosh ha'brokim is more permitted than the case of the mita, because the derech was to use it open and shut a lot constantly. And again, the case is only mutter if it's done rough. It's done loosely. And some say, no, we're not more makel. Hagah, mimdark aliyah is mahudik. Anything which normally you put in tight, avagav da achshav rough, even though right now you're putting it in loosely, but if the normal way to use it was to use it tightly, so then us. The fact that you're putting it in loosely is not enough to make it mutter, because that's what we're worried about, the person might make it tight. So this difference between mita and kois really needs some clarification that the Mishnah Berurah talks about. But we'll leave that. So